Hi everyone and welcome to another live stream. This channel is called Vimo Live. I am Vimo and this is live. We do this live stream on Wednesdays and Saturdays at 8 p.m. and we talk about stuff, mostly contemporary Indian politics and atheism and religion. And I frequently, on every Saturday I take callers. On every Wednesday I don't take callers and I just read chat. Today is Saturday. July 1. Happy July, by the way. Today is Saturday, July 1, and we're going to take callers. I shall be sharing a link in the chat that I'll be pinning to the top of the chat, and anyone who wishes to join me on screen to talk about, I want to encourage people who disagree with me to come and talk with me, and people who don't disagree with me can come, but I will be prioritizing people who disagree with me. So the moment you join, the first thing you should do is that you should go to the private chat section and tell me what is the topic of your disagreement or topic of your discussion, and I'll choose accordingly. But until then, let's just read comments. But before that, I'd like to remind everyone that this channel is monetized and you can support this channel by clicking the join button below and becoming a member. You can also support the channel on patreon.com/vimo. You can also support the channel on my blog at vimo.stck.me. One point that I want to talk about is that you'll be noticing that today there is this StreamYard logo on top. I'm not being sponsored or anything. I have just removed my premium subscription to StreamYard. What I have done is that I realized that after using StreamYard for many months, that most of the paid features that it provides, I don't actually need, because this is max to max. There's going to be one person on screen with me. And the other features, the intro video, the other stuff, it's still available in the free version. The only thing I don't like about the free version is the StreamYard logo instead of my logo. I love StreamYard, but I don't want StreamYard logo. So if I can just request StreamYard people to remove the logo and tell me to, like, give me an option to put the logo somewhere else, or, you know, I'm happy to, you know, just promote StreamYard OSAV. But I'm not going to use StreamYard premium version from now on, because it's a bigger expense that mostly I'm not using. Everything basic is available to me. So I'm going to be using the free version of StreamYard from now on. And when I'm doing the Wednesday stream or I'm streaming on Twitch, I'm just going to be using OBS. So that's a thing that I just wanted to get out of the way. Some people are in the queue. Let's see. Varun says, who's going to win in 2024 elections according to you? Not the BJP. Okay, some people are talking about that. I don't need to get into that because that's a personal conversation between them. Varun says, I hope Rahul Gandhi wins. Are, can he even contest? That's the main thing to think about. Dhruv says, hi Vimo, what are your thoughts on Lysite? I don't know what Lysite is. Better World says, BJP most likely to tamper with those EVM machines and other manipulative tricks. Yeah, so EVM manipulation is possible, definitely, but it didn't work in Karnataka, did it? My thesis, and this is an uneducated guess, by the way, is that if the margin required to win is 5 out of 10, EVM can provide you with a 1 ka advantage. If you are at 4, it can take you to 5. If you're at 5, it can take you to 6. If you're at 6, it can take you to 7. But if you're at 2, even EVM manipulation will take you to 3. And if the other side has far too much of a majority margin, then it's not going to work, which is what happened in Karnataka, which is what happened in many states where the BJP has not won. So yeah, EVM manipulation may be a thing, but it is not a deciding factor in case of extraordinary margins. So that's there. Zen says, after release of Ertagul Ghazi serial, many Muslims put Ottoman Empire flag on their vehicle. What do you think they do this? Why belongingness to other nation? For example, Khilafat movement. I have no idea what this serial is. I have never seen this flag or heard of this show or seen anyone do this. So better not talk about it. Better World says, Vimo woke up after some rest or what? No, man, it's very hot here. I actually wanted to apologize to people saying, if you can hear my ceiling fan, I apologize in advance. But apparently that sound is not too much. But it's very, very hot here. It's draining the energy out of me. Okay. Is the video still on? Guys, let me know. My video kind of blinked a little. Brown Panic says, Vimo, why do you think the BJP won't win? Unfortunately, there's a high probability of them winning. No, there isn't. There really isn't. If you look at the electoral graph, they have been losing all over the place. They have been alienating their allies. And right now, if you really want to take things seriously, they have actually a proper democratic government in only two states, Uttar Pradesh and Gujarat. And I'm not even sure about Uttar Pradesh. They're making massive mistakes all over the place. A lot of people who don't like the BJP also think that they cannot be defeated. This is nonsense. Every party can be defeated. If you need to take a look at the strategy that the opposition unity, what is the alliance called? PDA, apparently, is going to be called. It's not yet announced, but the opposition alliance is coming up with some really good strategies. And it is very likely that the BJP is not going to last in 2024. So don't be promoting them even when you don't like them. You're being recruited. Right. Taranga says, yes, video is still on. Zen says, book stream kab aayega? Jaldi aayega, Zen. Maine abhi plan nahi kiya, but book stream. I'll do a book stream soon. Airborne says, hoping to see that one guy from your Instagram post comments. Arre, wo kabhi nahi aate. Pata nahi, aayenge nahi. Aayenge to achha hai. But I think what Airborne is talking about is all the people who leave comments saying, tere logic ko to main dost. Let's talk to Jim. Hi, Jim.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
How are you, sir?
Good.
मैं बात करना चाहता था. I want to talk about 2024. I guess most probably it is a done deal for BJP.
For why?
Cause they are well oiled election machinery, winning machinery, I would say, and most probably they will find any way to get into the power. So opposition maximum possibility is to bring them down by 100 seats, 100 or 50 seats. That is that can be done most probably. And
but on what that, on what data are you basing this conclusion?
I have consumed a lot of analysis on this, and what the scenario I am seeing of opposition unity and how they are fighting in themselves. I don't think so BJP will.
Can you tell me the source of the data? Can you tell me what analysis you have consumed? Like where? TV news?
No, not TV news. I'm talking then? About the print, and mostly Shekhar Gupta, CTC, and DK Singh's what that show called, Politically Correct.
Okay, so there are other views on this. I'm not saying that I know what is going to happen in 2024, but if you look at, as I just pointed out, if you look at the electoral graph of what has happened in the recent times, there is massive disenchantment with the BJP. And this whole well-oiled election machinery thing is just propaganda. It does not exist in the real world. If it had been the case, they would have not lost in Himachal Pradesh. They would have not lost in Karnataka. These things are, you will notice that their spokespersons, when they talk to media before an election, they're always full of confidence. In fact, even overconfidence. And one of the things that they try to do is convince people like you or people like me also that it is impossible for them to lose. So what happens as a result of that? Even people who are opposed to them are like, yeah, kya fayda try karke, kuch nahi ho sakta, chhod hi dete hain, wagera wagera. This is one of their tactics. So don't fall for their propaganda. It is entirely possible and even probable that they will lose in 2024. I would say that the kind of confidence you're displaying, are you a BJP supporter, by the way?
No, I'm opposing BJP.
Okay, so I would say the kind of confidence you are displaying in their victory, even they don't have it. So don't let their propaganda spread by continuing to tell people that they're not going to, that they can't lose. That's what they want you to believe. You don't, you shouldn't encourage it.
Yeah, I guess, but what about the opposition unity? Like,
there is opposition unity. No, no, no. See, here's the thing. Every political party has disunity and fights and quarrels. The BJP also has it, but you never hear about it because they have manipulated the media to project an image that nothing is wrong there. And the only thing that this Godi media right now is doing is that they're talking about opposition disunity or something. They were also talking about the same in Karnataka. They were talking about Siddaramaiah and DK Shivkumar not being on the best terms. What happened? They were talking about it after the Congress won in Karnataka also. The media is always going to focus on this media right now, the kind of media we have right now. It's always going to focus on the disunity, instances of disunity among opposition parties or in the Congress or somewhere else. But they're not going to talk about disunity within the BJP, which there is a lot. Have you seen Nitin Gadkari's speeches recently?
Yeah, definitely.
Have you seen the commentary by RSS mouthpiece organizer that said that Modi magic is not going to work anymore? That's also there, right? The reason you're not talking about that and the reason you're only talking about opposition is because you have been brainwashed into thinking that they are strong and everyone else is weak.
But one of the reason is that their propaganda is too strong.
हाँ तो propaganda के basis पे चुनाव नहीं जीते जाते ना. Propaganda तो इंदिरा गांधी का भी strong था, but she lost, right? People were saying Indira is India. Propaganda बहुत से लोगों का strong होता है, पर वो हारते हैं. Donald Trump का propaganda strong था, पर वो पिटा ना चुनाव में. होता ही है. Don't let propaganda be your guiding light when understanding things.
Okay.
Anything else, Jim?
One more thing that opposition ko kya matlab ek face hona chahiye 2024 ke liye.
We are a parliamentary democracy. See, I think there will be a face, but I don't think there has to be. We are a parliamentary democracy, not a presidential system. The BJP tries to turn it into a presidential system adjacent thing, but it's not going to be, according to me at least, there does not have to be a face-face. There has to be a solid solid expression of unity and good policies being talked about by opposition members in order to get over this shit.
Maybe they will try to, I'm talking about opposition, to localize the issue. Because if
that's what they've been trying to do, yes. But the national elections are a different matter, right? In states, the opposition has been winning quite a lot. But on the national front, it's a different matter. But I hope they can figure something out. I'm not an electoral genius, but I'm sure they can figure something out.
Okay.
Cool. Thanks, Jim. Thank you for coming. Good conversation.
Thank you.
That was Jim. Jim's gone. Who's next? Vinod Vishwambharam. Hi, Vinod.
Hi, Vimo. कैसे हो आप?
अच्छा हूँ. बताइए क्या हुआ?
Actually, आपका मैंने previous stream देखा था, जिसमें आप chat पे reply करते हैं.
हाँ हाँ.
तो आपने बोला था मैं राइट विंग का हूँ. मैं राइट विंग का नहीं हूँ एक्चुअली. मेरा एक्चुअली मैं कोई विंग से बिलोंग नहीं करता
हूँ. नहीं वैसा तो कुछ आजकल तो, नहीं वैसे. टेल मी दिस, लेट्स फिगर दिस आउट. आर यू अ बीजेपी सपोर्टर?
आई एम नॉट अ बीजेपी, लेकिन उसका उससे कुछ लेना देना नहीं है राइट विंग होना या नहीं होना.
है आर यू अ बीजेपी सपोर्टर और नॉट?
आई एम नॉट अ बीजेपी सपोर्टर.
Are you a Hindu?
I'm not a Congress supporter either.
Are you a Hindutva supporter?
No.
Are you someone
I believe in atheism, but my way of my atheism views are different from others. Like मेरे को एक specific category में मुझे नहीं रहना है कि ये अगर आप मानते हो तो atheist हो, ये आप मानते हो तो right wing हो, ये तो left wing.
हाँ, so What I'm trying to say that there is a conservative strain in society, and a lot of times, for example, तुम इसको देखो ना, beer biceps. तुम्हें क्या लगता है, वो right winger है या left winger है?
मुझे पता नहीं कौन सा winger.
हाँ, पीयर भाई साहब सारे, ये अपना क्या नाम है उसका, रणवीर अलाहाबादिया,
रणवीर अलाहाबादिया, हाँ पता है मुझे, पता नहीं कौन से विंग का है,
राइट, वो अपने आपको सेंट्रिस्ट बोलता है, राइट, वो अपने आपको सेंट्रिस्ट बोलता है, पर वो असल में सेंट्रिस्ट है नहीं, क्योंकि अगर किसी घर में आग लगी है और तुम्हारे सामने दो ऑप्शन है, घर के अंदर की आग को बुझाओ और उसके अंदर फंसे हुए लोगों को बचाओ, और घर की आग को बुझाओ, ये दो ऑप्शन है, तुम इसमें सेंट्रिस्ट पोजीशन नहीं ले सकते, तुमको घर पे जो आग लगी है उसको बुझा के लोगों को बचाने वाला पोजीशन ही लेना है। तो कई बार
नहीं, आप एग्जांपल बहुत अलग दे रहे हो, आप अपने कन्वीनियंट के हिसाब से एग्जांपल दे रहे हो, सेंट्रिस्ट पोजीशन हो सकता है,
मैं बात को क्या
सेंट्रिस्ट पोजीशन हो सकता है किसी का,
जो एग्जांपल मैंने दिया इसमें सेंट्रिस्ट पोजीशन क्या होगा बताओ,
नहीं ये तो अपने कन्वीनियंट के हिसाब से आपने एग्जांपल बना दिया,
अरे मैं
कि ऐसा होगा तो ये आप बाइनरी के चुनने बोल रहे हो कि इधर और भी हो रहा है,
डोंट इंटरप्ट मी, जो बात मैं तुमको समझाने की कोशिश कर रहा हूँ उस बात को समझाने के लिए जो एग्जांपल काम आएगा मैं उसी का इस्तेमाल कर रहा हूँ, अभी इस बात को समझाने के लिए मैं कोई और एग्जांपल तो नहीं दे सकता, मैं तुमको कहने की ये कोशिश कर रहा हूँ कि जब द मैटर इज ऑपरेशन और समथिंग लाइक दैट, उस केस में सेंट्रिस्ट हो ही नहीं सकते, वो सेंट्रिस्ट ऑप्शन ही नहीं है, और जो कहते हैं कि वो सेंट्रिस्ट हैं वो सिर्फ इसीलिए कह पाते हैं क्योंकि उनके लाइफ पे इससे फर्क नहीं पड़ता और वो बहुत प्रिविलेज्ड होते हैं, वो या तो पैसे वाले होते हैं या तो अपर कास्ट होते हैं या तो मेजॉरिटी रिलीजन के होते हैं वगैरह वगैरह, सेंट्रिज्म हर केस में अप्लाई नहीं करता, और तुम हम लोग नॉर्मली जिन टॉपिक्स के बारे में बात करते हैं ना उसमें तो बिल्कुल भी अप्लाई नहीं करता। मैं ये समझ सकता हूँ कि किसी एक पॉलिटिकल पार्टी का मैनिफेस्टो है जिसमें लिखा है कि हम लोगों को महीने के 2,000 रुपए देंगे और तुम कहते हो कि नहीं हमको नहीं देना चाहिए क्योंकि इससे इकोनॉमी पर कोई प्रभाव पड़ेगा, मैं समझ सकता हूँ उस मैटर में कोई बीच में रह सकता है, पर अगर क्वेश्चन है कि हमें जेनोसाइड करना चाहिए या नहीं, उस मैटर में कोई सेंट्रिस्ट नहीं रह सकता, दैट्स व्हाट आई एम टॉकिंग अबाउट।
अच्छा हु वाज व्हाट वाज गांधीज व्यू, वो राइटिस्ट थे, लेफ्टिस्ट थे, सेंट्रिस्ट थे, सोशलिस्ट थे, क्या थे?
गांधी तुम्हारे जैसे थे, उनका पोजीशन
मेरे जैसे थे,
तुम्हारे जैसे थे ना, सेंट्रिस्ट टाइप के, कई मैटर्स पे
मैंने तो कहा नहीं मैं सेंट्रिस्ट हूं करके,
अभी तो बोला थोड़ी देर पहले तो सेंट्रिस्ट हो,
मैंने कहा मैं किसी व्यूज में किसी विंग में फिट नहीं होना चाहता, मुझे किसी कैटेगरी में मत रखो, आपने सेंट्रिस्ट वाला मुद्दा उठाया और आपने कहा कि रणवीर अलाहाबादिया हो,
उससे कोई फर्क नहीं पड़ता, तुम इस सोसाइटी में हो, तुम्हारे पास थोड़ी पावर है या नहीं है, अलग अलग सिचुएशन में तुम ऑटोमेटिकली पोलिटिकल हो जाते हो, तुम्हारा इस
ये बाइनरी क्यों रखा जाता है कि इसमें से एक चुनो तभी तुम ठीक हो, नहीं तो नहीं,
बाइनरी नहीं रखा,
ये चुनो या वो चुनो,
अभी अभी मैं जंगल में जाऊंगा और बोलूंगा कि जिराफ तुम पेड़ हो या लाइक डू यू बिलोंग टू द एनिमल किंगडम और द प्लांट किंगडम, एंड द जिराफ सेज आई डोंट वांट टू बी पुट इन अ कैटेगरी, भैया तुम कैटेगरी में हो ऑलरेडी, तुम्हारी इच्छा करने से कोई चेंज नहीं हो जाता,
नहीं वो कैटेगरी अलग है और व्यूज के कैटेगरी अलग है, आइडियोलॉजी की कैटेगरी अलग है, और आइडियोलॉजी बहुत फ्लूइड होता है,
आइडियोलॉजी फ्लूड होता है, पर जिन टॉपिक्स के बारे में हम बात करते हैं उन टॉपिक्स में सेंट्रिस्ट नहीं हुआ जा सकता, तुम चाहते हो सेंट्रिस्ट रहना ये मैं समझ सकता हूँ, पर तुम
मैं अभी भी बोल रहा हूँ मैंने सेंट्रिस्ट वर्ड यूज नहीं किया, कुछ
मुझे लगता है तुमने यूज किया था बातचीत की शुरू में, तुम चाहते हो तो क्लिप को फिर से देख लेना।
अच्छा अगर मेरे मुंह से गलती से निकल गया हो ऐसा तो अलग बात है, बट मैंने कहा था कि मैं कोई भी आइडियोलॉजिकल कैटेगरी में मैं फिट नहीं होना चाहता, मेरे व्यूज टाइम टू टाइम सिचुएशन के हिसाब से चेंज होते रहते हैं,
तुम्हारे चाहने से फर्क नहीं पड़ता, तुम ऑलरेडी बहुत सारे आइडियोलॉजिकल कैटेगरीज में हो, बोलो,
तो इसके लिए वैल्यू नहीं है कुछ ऐसा
क्या
नहीं, ठीक है, एनीवेज मैं मेन टॉपिक पे आता हूँ, ये क्योंकि ऐसे ही था, मेरे को लगा कि बात करके हम निकाल देंगे अपने इसको भी डिबेट बना दिया। मैं को पावर डायनेमिक्स के रिगार्डिंग बात करना था, आपके बहुत सारे स्ट्रीम में आपने पावर डायनेमिक्स के बारे में कहा है, तो मेरा क्वेश्चन ये है कि पावर स्ट्रक्चर पावर डायनेमिक्स के बारे में, तो मैंने कहा मैं आपको एक एग्जाम्पल देता हूँ, जैसे कि एक लोकेलिटी में बहुत सारे डीबीए कम्युनिटी के लोग हैं, और वहाँ पे एक क्रिश्चियन है या फिर समझो अपर कास्ट हिंदू है, ठीक है, और उसके साथ गलत हो रहा है, ऑल दो पावर डायनेमिक्स उसके अगेंस्ट जा रहा है क्योंकि उसके उस ज्यादा कम्युनिटी के लोग उसमें वो ज्यादा पॉपुलेशन वो कम्युनिटी का नहीं है जो जहाँ पे वो बंदा रहता है, तो उसको आप गलत कहोगे या फिर उसमें भी पावर डायनेमिक्स बोलोगे कि ये तो पावर डायनेमिक्स के हिसाब से तो ऑल ओवर इंडिया में इन पे अत्याचार हो रहा है डीबीए पे, तो वो सही है।
तुमको एक और एक्स्ट्रा डिटेल पूछ सकता हूँ इस बारे में?
जी पूछिए।
जब इस नॉन डीबीए माइनॉरिटी के साथ अत्याचार होता है तो क्या पुलिस कार्रवाई करती है उसके खिलाफ जिसने अत्याचार किया उसके खिलाफ?
मैं कार्रवाई की बात नहीं कर रहा हूँ, चलो नहीं करती है, नहीं करती, मैं कार्रवाई की बात नहीं कर रहा हूँ।
हाँ, अगर नहीं करती है,
अच्छा,
अगर नहीं करती है तो वो जो माइनॉरिटी जिसकी तुम बात कर रहे हो वो पावर डायनामिक्स में लेस पावरफुल है। हम लोग इसको नंबर्स के बेसिस पे मापते हैं, पर सिर्फ नंबर्स के बेसिस पे नहीं मापते हैं, हम इसको इस बेसिस पे भी नापते हैं कि सोशल और कल्चरल पावर किसके पास ज्यादा है।
अच्छा, मैं ये सोच रहा था कि जो गलत है वो तो गलत है, पावर डायनेमिक्स का क्या लेना देना है। अगर मेरे साथ गलत हो रहा है, मेरा सोशल मतलब मेरे साथ सोशली अच्छा व्यवहार नहीं हो रहा है या मेरे को लिंच हो रहा है इरिस्पेक्टिव ऑफ कास्ट, क्रीड, रिलीजन जो भी है, तो गलत है ना। उसमें सोशल डायनामिक, पावर डायनामिक सब किधर आ गया?
दुनिया में रह रहे होते हैं अगर मैं कैसी तो, अच्छा तुम मुझे ये बताओ, तुम एक इंडियन हो, तुम एक ऐसी कंट्री में जाते हो जैसे सऊदी अरब या कुछ, वहां पे रहते हो और तुम्हारे साथ कोई क्राइम होता है, पर फिर तुम जब रिपोर्ट कराने जाते हो पुलिस के पास तो वो बोलते हैं कि तेरे साथ ऐसा ही होना चाहिए क्योंकि तू हमारे जैसा नहीं है, राइट?
अच्छा,
फिर तुम अगली बार जब वो तुमको कोई पीटने आता है तुम उसको पीट डालते हो अच्छी तरह से, और इस बार पुलिस आके तुम्हें पकड़ लेती है। डू यू सी अ लैक ऑफ बैलेंस देयर? दोनों ही केसेस में वायलेंस हुआ है, एक में तुमने वायलेंस किया, एक में उसने वायलेंस किया, पर इज द वायलेंस सेम इन बोथ केसेस?
गलत तो दोनों ही है मेरे हिसाब से।
नहीं, तुम्हारा वाला गलत कैसे है? तुम्हारा वाला तुम अपने आप को बचाने की कोशिश कर रहे थे, नॉट ओनली अगेंस्ट द पीपल हु आर अटैकिंग यू बट आल्सो अगेंस्ट द सिस्टम दैट इज डिफेंडिंग देम। अगर तुम्हें लगता है
सिस्टम खराब हो गया ना,
हाँ मैं वही तो बोल रहा हूँ, पावर डायनामिक्स का रिलेशन सिस्टमिक पावर से है। इट्स अबाउट नंबर्स बट इट्स नॉट ओनली अबाउट नंबर्स। नॉट ऑल वायलेंस इज द सेम, nobody should commit violence but not all violence is the same, that's what I'm trying to say,
that I agree not all violence is the same।
mubarak ho, tumko power dynamics samajh mein aa chuka hai?
nahi, uska power dynamics se fir bhi lena dena nahi hai, mere ko aisa lagta hai jo galat hai wo galat hai,
aur tum samajh gaye ho, tum secretly samajh gaye ho par tum maanne se thoda tumko problem ho raha hai, but vinod I have to move on to the next caller।
theek hai, okay
thank you, bye। Finally, we managed to convince Vinod of something. Let's see. Okay, everyone who's on the chat, if you have not already done so, go into the private chat and tell me what topic you want to talk about. I'm going to prioritize people who disagree with me. Right. Amit says, story and religion and the need for a good one for nation building. Amit Venkat. I think this might be disagreement, but I'm not sure. Let's see. Amit Venkat.
Hello, Vimu.
You're online.
Hello, Vimu.
Yeah, hello.
I also want to talk about centrism first from the last conversation. Although I could not understand the whole conversation because I don't speak Hindi.
Okay.
I'm going to make a case for centrism. So you talked about, I think, fire in the house thing. Can you restate that in English? Example.
If there's a house on fire and there are innocent people inside it and you have two options. One is to put out the fire and save them, and the other is to not do anything, then there is no centrist position between these two options. Okay. The centrist is, being a centrist is the same as allowing people to die. The only option available in that place would be to put the fire out and protect the innocent people.
Okay. My,
in all, in some, my point is, in many situations, centrism is not an
agree.
Option. Yeah.
Agree.
Yeah.
There, for like, I would say a good chunk of problems is A or B. There could be murky problems where you could be in the center. For example, let's say you're talking about abortion. The classic left-wing position is pro-choice and the right-wing position is pro-life, right? Could say, I think abortion is murder, but I also think abortion is necessary healthcare. You can't categorize me as either right-wing or left-wing.
See, first of all, abortion is an American issue. Nobody else on earth do people wonder about this as a political issue. It's not a voting matter. And I really don't want to have... Right. Like, this is not a mountain I want to die on. This is not a hill I want to die on. So, having said that, I think if you frame the discussion in terms of bodily autonomy, it becomes a very clear matter. I agree that there may be murky areas here, but for the most part, it's got nothing to do with us.
Right? Also, a centrist could exist while having left-wing, clear left-wing positions on some issues and clear right-wing leanings on some other issues. That's why a centrist party could represent a centrist person. For example, I could be economically right-wing and socially left-wing, or vice versa.
Yeah, so it would depend on the issues, right?
Yeah.
I would need to centrist know about all the issues exist at play in before I can say whether someone's centrism is actual centrism or just a conservative, like someone pointed out in the chat, or just a conservative pretending to be centrist.
Okay.
There are even leftists pretending to be centrist, by the way. That's what I'm right. I'm not making it purely about the right wing. People pretend to be centrist on topics where they have privilege.
Okay, we can move on, and I just want to finish with this. Centrist, there is no such thing as a centrist position.
Says who? I thought we both agreed that there can be a centrist position.
No. For all practical purposes, wanting abortion to be legal is a leftist position. Or for most cases, there will be a leftist position and right-wing position.
I told you, this is not a hill I want to die on. I think there might be leftists who are what is known as pro-life. So again, I'm not aware of the nuances of the left and the right. I know about abortion as a medical issue, and I know about the bodily autonomy issue, but I'm not aware of how it goes in America as far as left and right are concerned.
Okay, I want to talk to you about the thing that you wanted me to you brought me on for, the nation building and story. Let's go into that. So as an atheist, I would say in a country like India, religious stories are not good enough for nation building, right? So what would the secular story be for India? Just a question.
A secular story would be a focus on all our historical flashpoints, which brought communities together to create a syncretic culture of India, where we all lived together and built the nation together. And hopefully to build on that foundation, to build a future India where there is more equality and less oppression for everyone.
Okay. What
we already have a secular story. It's just a little faded.
Okay. Secular story, a good story for a nation should include as many people as possible, should convince as many people as possible, right? Since most people in India are religious, what part in this story could they take part in? Why is this a good story for them? I know we cannot convince Hindu Rashtra people, but the average Hindu. How are you going to convince them? They want dharmic principles, and a Christian person wants, like, not all biblical principles.
I mean, this
some.
Might surprise you. This might surprise you, but I believe there was a survey some years ago where a survey of minority communities, I think mostly Muslims, was done. And they came to the conclusion that if given a choice between I will work for Muslims political party and a party that says I will work for social harmony, most Muslims chose the social harmony parties. That is why a lot of slightly radical Muslim parties are also talking about social harmony these days. So the assumption that just because someone is religious, they will go for, a political party. People have religions, right? People are Hindus, Muslims, Christians, but that's not all they are. And not every Hindu, not every Muslim, not every Christian, not every atheist has that as their highest priority. I can say this because when I was identifying as a Hindu, Hinduism was not always a high priority for me. And even now that I'm an atheist, it is not my atheism on the basis of which I'm going to be able to make electoral decisions. It is entirely possible for someone to be Hindu, Muslim, Christian and still vote for political parties which are not Hindu, Muslim or Christian. So that assumption I have a problem with.
Okay. So I've been listening to people like Jai Sai Deepak. Are you aware of him?
I am aware that he exists.
Okay. So basically he's not, it's very hard to categorize him. He calls himself Indie Queen. And fundamental claim of these group of people is India is a Hindu country. There is no running away from it. Doesn't mean that Muslims can't exist in India. And he went on Beer Biceps recently and he made a claim, and Ranveer never pushed him on it. He said
Ranveer never pushed us against anything. If you are ever in a car and you're going somewhere and the car breaks down and you ask Ranveer to push, he will not push. He doesn't push at all, ever, on anything.
He made this claim that Muslims in India have realized that their safety is only guaranteed by a Hindu majority.
No,
I don't know if that's a...
That's false. Yeah. Here's the thing. The Hindu majority, not the Hindu majority, a lot of Hindus who want India to be called a Hindu nation, which I frankly don't know what it means because nobody ever clarifies. A lot of Hindus want to equate Hinduism with India. And that is fundamentally something that I, and I suppose many like me, would disagree with. India was, if your definition of Hindu nation is simply a nation which has mostly Hindus, then sure, I guess America is a Christian nation and Germany is a Christian nation. But if a nation, if your idea is that somehow constitutionally there is something, some illusory value called Hindu values, which is going to make things better for everyone. No, it's not. When B.R. Ambedkar brought about the constitution and said, from today onwards, everyone is going to be equal, he did something radical. He did something that the American constitution was not able to do when it came into being. And for a long time after the American constitution came into being, black people and women did not have the right to vote in America. Our constitution is a effing miracle because it equalized a lot of things. And for doing this, the people who opposed him back then were advocates of a Hindu constitution. Okay. I don't know what J. Sai Deepak's position on any of this is. I would be really surprised if he has a more liberal view of things. But I have met and talked to many of these Indic wing people. They're just conservatives. They're just conservatives with a slightly nice polish of paint.
Okay, so I have another... I'm convinced...
Amit, your last point, huh? Last point. I have a bunch of
people. Last point. I just want to know, do you think temples should be the property of people of the Hindu community or the government?
I don't care.
It is a big issue for Hindus.
Yeah, I don't care. I'm okay if it's under government control. I'm okay if it is not under government control. It's not an issue for me. I'm an atheist. It's not an issue for me.
But it is an issue for a lot of people living in India, and a lot of them have.
Yeah, so they can they have a Hindutva government in center. They can write to them and free those temples, I suppose.
No. Do you think we should do it? Do you think a Hindu?
I told you, I don't care.
Community should be able to say. No, should
I do
legally,
not care.
As a person in secular India, I know you don't care. But a principled position. Do you think as a person in secular India, a body should be able to say, you're not Hindu, don't come into this property called a temple?
That can happen even when there is government control, right?
Yeah, but the precise need for having
let me get the point straight. You're saying there are temples and they're under government control. Mm-hmm. And if they go under Hindu control, the Hindus will try to impose religious laws on them and prevent people from entering or something?
Should they be allowed to?
I don't really care. And I'm saying the point that you're making about excluding entry to temple can be done even when there is government control. And we are seeing that in a lot of places. There is government control over many temples, or at least some government oversight on many temple administrations. And we still see temples making rules to leave people out or do this or do that, etc.
But not as much as people would like. Okay, this is what I wanted to ask you. Should in a secular country where freedom of religion is allowed, should people have control over certain, have control over real estate where they can bar people from coming in and going out? Where is a historical place, like a temple, old temple, say?
When you say should people have control, who do you mean? People can be in government or people can be in
non-government? People like a Hindu body.
What is this Hindu body and where did it come from and who chose it? How will this body be decided upon?
That is a big talking point of people in the Indic wing.
My point is, it may be a really complex point. I don't really care about it. They can debate it. They can come to a conclusion and they can do what they want. I don't care.
Okay, Vimu, thanks.
Chalo. Bye-bye, Amit. Good conversation. That was Amit. Okay, Amit is gone. Let's see. बहुत सारे कमेंट मुझे पता है पर मैं कुछ पढ़ नहीं पाऊंगा. मतलब बहुत सारे कमेंट तो पढ़ नहीं पाऊंगा. लेट मी जस्ट गेट ओवर विद. अरे यार इतने सारे लोग हैं. होल्ड ऑन, लेट मी डू समथिंग. लेट मी जस्ट रिमूव द लिंक सो दैट नो मोर पीपल कैन ज्वाइन एंड आई एम जस्ट हियर विद दीज सिक्स पीपल. इज द ऑडियो एंड वीडियो ओके बाय द वे? जस्ट लेट मी नो इन द चैट इफ इट इज ओके बिकॉज आई कीप लूजिंग माई माइंड ओवर इट. माई इंटरनेट इज फ्लक्चुएटिंग अ लिटिल बिट. Somebody asks, why ask an atheist about temple? Yeah, my point exactly. मुझे क्या पड़ी है यार? तुम्हारे मंदिर है, जो करना है करो. मुझे क्या, मुझे क्यों पूछ रहे हो? Right. Private chat. अभी और कोई join नहीं कर पाएगा, but private chat में okay, I'm really tempted, but this guy came last. So I think I'll take someone called Amazon is in the chat, but your devices are not connected. So please remove yourself or come back if you have the link still after you're done. Anyway, let's take Saket Sonar. Hi, Saket. Saket?
Hi, Vimo.
Hi, how are you? What's up?
I'm good. So I wanted to talk about the left and right binary. अभी उन्होंने कहा कि मुझे लगता है ना कि कोई पोजीशन ऐसे लेफ्ट हो सकती है, जैसे कि बीजेपी की योजना है, लाभार्थी योजना है, वो कई 80 करोड़ जनता को राशन दिया जा रहा है, तो वैसी योजनाओं को मेरा समर्थन हो सकता है. लेकिन जो कोर राइट व्यूज है, जैसे कि डिस्क्रिमिनेशन अगेंस्ट मुस्लिम, उसको समर्थन नहीं देता. या फिर 2014 का भी आप सिनेरियो देख लियो तो कई सारे लिबरल जर्नलिस्ट मोदी का इसलिए समर्थन कर रहे थे क्योंकि यूपीए 2 के मिसमैनेजमेंट की वजह से, या फिर मोदी के एक हम्बल बैकग्राउंड के आने की वजह से भी कई सारे लोगों का उसका सहयोग हो सकता है. तो इन सिचुएशन में अगर आप बीजेपी को सपोर्ट करते हैं तो क्या आपको राइट विंग ही कहा जाएगा, या फिर आप ये कहेंगे कि ये वाटर टाइट कंपार्टमेंट नहीं, आप उसको एक
हमें पता है दुनिया में क्या चल रहा है, हमें पता है पॉलिटिकल पार्टीज क्या कर रही है. 2014 में बीजेपी, अ लॉट ऑफ पीपल फॉरगेट दिस, बट बीजेपी का मूल मंत्र 2014 में डेवलपमेंट था. वो हिंदुत्व हिंदुत्व करके पावर में नहीं आई थी, उसने हिंदुत्व को डेवलपमेंट के साथ एसोसिएट किया था थ्रू वेरी क्लेवर मैसेजिंग. बट अगर वो सिर्फ हिंदुत्व हिंदुत्व करती 2014 में तो वो जीतती नहीं. ठीक वैसे ही जैसे एल के आडवाणी नहीं जीते थे, उन्होंने भी यही किया था, मनमोहन सिंह से हारे थे वो, राइट. सो 2023 में जब कोई बीजेपी सोचता है उसके माइंड में क्या आता है? डेवलपमेंट आता है.
डेवलपमेंट तो कोर मुद्दा नहीं होगा मेरे ख्याल से. मतलब जो कोर राइट वोटर है वो तो वही सोचता होगा, लेकिन मान लो जो थोड़ा पढ़ा लिखा है, जो बीजेपी के ये कुछ कुछ योजनाओं को जो गरीबों के लिए तो वो कर रही है, ऐसी योजना कर रही
है. द फर्स्ट थिंग 2014 में जब कोई कांग्रेस सोचता था तो माइंड में क्या आता था? करप्शन,
करेक्ट.
अभी कोई बीजेपी सोचता है तो उसके माइंड में क्या आता है? डेवलपमेंट तो नहीं आता.
डेवलपमेंट का भी प्रोपेगेंडा है, मतलब जो वंदे भारत डेवलपमेंट, आप किस चीज को बोल रहे हैं वो भी फिर मैटर करता है, डेवलपमेंट क्या है.
मैं यहाँ बातें करते हुए करोड़ों लोगों के ओपिनियन नहीं जान सकते, पर मैं तुमसे पूछ रहा हूँ, जब तुम बीजेपी सोचते हो आज की डेट में तो तुम्हारे माइंड में क्या आता है?
नहीं, मैं तो डेविल्स एडवोकेट हो रहा था यहाँ पे, मैं तो लेफ्ट से ही एसोसिएट करता हूँ खुद को.
मैं समझ रहा हूँ. मैं ये कह रहा हूँ कि बीजेपी को अभी सपोर्ट करना, मैं तुम्हारे सवाल को पूरी तरह से समझाऊं या नहीं आई एम नॉट श्योर, बट तुम ये पूछना चाहते थे कि 2014 में बीजेपी को सपोर्ट करना राइट विंग था या नहीं, ये ना?
हाँ, ये भी मतलब बेसिकली ये मुद्दा अभी पिछले कॉलर से आ रहा है कि लेफ्ट और राइट वो खुद से किसी एक कैटेगरी से एसोसिएट नहीं कर रहे खुद को, तो वो ये लेफ्ट और राइट मेनली आया कहां से? मतलब वाटर टाइट हम उसे नहीं कह सकते ना कि आप लेफ्ट में भी है राइट में भी, एंड देन फ्रॉम दोज अवेलेबल ऑप्शंस यू हैव टू चूज वन पार्टी एंड वोट अकॉर्डिंगली. सो अगर कोई कहता है कि मैं लेफ्ट राइट में लेफ्ट या राइट ऐसे वाटर टाइट में खुद को एसोसिएट नहीं करूंगा, मैं ये देखूंगा कि मुझे कौन से मुद्दे ज्यादा पसंद है और उस हिसाब से मैं वोट करूंगा, लेकिन उसके मैं इंटरसेक्शन है दोनों के बीच में,
इंटरसेक्शन है, पर वो इंटरसेक्शन इन्फॉर्म्ड जो डिसीजन तुम लोगे ना वो इन्फॉर्म्ड डिसीजन होगा, राइट। मैं कह रहा हूँ कि जब 2014 में कोई डिसाइड कर रहा था तो उसके इन्फॉर्मेशन, किस इन्फॉर्मेशन के बेसिस पर डिसाइड कर रहा था, जो इन्फॉर्मेशन बीजेपी प्रोवाइड कर रही थी वो ये था कि हमारा मैनिफेस्टो डेवलपमेंट के बारे में, एंड या थोड़ा हिंदुत्व बट मोस्टली डेवलपमेंट, राइट। अभी बीजेपी के खुद के मैसेजिंग के हिसाब से अभी अगर कोई इन्फॉर्म्ड डिसीजन लेने की कोशिश करेगा तो उसको उसका मैनिफेस्टो तो पढ़ना होगा और साथ ही साथ उन सब चीजों का ध्यान भी रखना होगा जो पिछले 9 सालों में हुई है, जैसे कि कई पॉलिसीज जो कि फेल हो गई, कई पॉलिसीज जो कि ऑपरेसिवली एनफोर्स करने की कोशिश की गई, कई प्रोटेस्ट्स जिनको फोर्सिबली दबाया गया, कई डिह्यूमनाइजेशन स्पीचेस, कई यू नो द कल्चर ऑफ हेट थ्रू गोदी मीडिया, ये सब भी है पब्लिक आई में, राइट। सो अभी कोई अगर बोलेगा मैं सिर्फ इकोनॉमिक बेसिस पर डिसीजन लेता हूँ तो उसको सीरियसली नहीं लिया जा सकता, क्योंकि वो क्या कह रहा है तुमको पता नहीं और क्या चल रहा है दुनिया में, ये सब भी है और ये सब बीजेपी ने छुपाया नहीं है, बाय द वे बीजेपी के मिनिस्टर्स ने खुल के बोला है ये सब। तो कोई अगर बोलेगा हाँ वो सब है पर मैं सिर्फ इकोनॉमिक डिसीजन लेता हूँ, नहीं है वैसा कोई नहीं है, सब डिसीजन सोच समझ के लेते हैं। और अगर कोई कहता है मैं एक पॉलिटिकल पार्टी को सपोर्ट करूंगा सिर्फ इस एक क्राइटेरिया के ऊपर, श्योर दे आर फ्री टू डू सो, बट दे शुड ऑल्सो एक्नॉलेज दैट दे आर इग्नोरिंग ऑल द रेस्ट ऑफ द थिंग्स and that tells us something about that person.
Okay, so I'll come to the next question. अभी पिछले कॉलर ने पूछा कि
ये last question साकेत था।
Okay, पिछले कॉलर ने पूछा कि temples, who should govern the temples? It should be government or it should be the Hindu bodies. So and but your answer was you'd not care. But I think a point of concern for people like us could be that we are taxpaying citizens of this country, and if our resources are being allocated to temples by the government, then it surely does become a concern for us, right?
Yeah, but everyone is a taxpayer, no?
Everyone is a taxpayer. I did not say that no one is a taxpayer, but
so even the people who don't want temples to be under government control are taxpayers.
So if they are in majority, then it should go under government's control.
No, I don't care where it goes. I already said that. I'm saying the taxpayer argument is probably not a good way to go about it. But because if you're a taxpayer, then the person who disagrees with us is also a taxpayer.
Yeah, but then you have to take a position on this matter, right? If your money is going to be spent on issues, let's say
so that way. You're asking me.
Yeah, or मेरा मतलब connected सवाल इसी से था कि evidences ना होने के कारण, मतलब evidences नहीं है इसलिए नहीं माननी चाहिए इस चीज, लेकिन अगर मान लो गवर्नमेंट ठान ले कि हमें परमेश्वर का या फिर सुपरनेचुरल का या फिर एंशियंट हिंदू मिथोलॉजिकल साइट्स जैसे द्वारका वगैरह का एक्सकेवेशन करके हमको चीजें लाइट में लानी है और हम उस पर पैसा खर्च करेंगे एविडेंस, मतलब जो भी अभी गोमूत्र वगैरह पर रिसर्च चल रहा है वैसा, तो आपको लगता है कि उस सिचुएशन में अगर पैसा झोंका जा रहा है तो वो सही होगा कि मतलब एविडेंस पे ज्यादा
उनके पैसे खर्च हो इस बकवास में, एंड दे हैव अ वोट एंड आई हैव अ वोट, सो इट्स नॉट ओनली अबाउट टैक्स पेयर मनी, इट इज ऑल्सो अबाउट लाइक एवरी टाइम द गवर्नमेंट डज समथिंग वी आर पेइंग फॉर इट, right? And sometimes we are okay with paying for it and sometimes we are not okay with paying for it. So it neutralizes itself. The paying for it part is not the way in which you are going to solve this problem.
Yeah, but personally we take an opposing position, right? The government should not be taking
suppose I don't want the government to have any kind of position on religion, right? That would mean secularism, right? Then I would say कि गवर्नमेंट को टेम्पल्स को कंट्रोल नहीं करना चाहिए, क्योंकि अगर गवर्नमेंट टेम्पल्स को कंट्रोल टेम्पल्स को कंट्रोल करना चाहिए, क्योंकि अगर वो नहीं करेगी तो हिंदूगिरी होगी हो जाएगी, राइट। सो व्हाट इज माई पोजिशन, व्हिच पोजिशन डू आई टेक हियर इन ऑर्डर टू एस्टैब्लिश माई सेल्फ एज सेक्युलर? डू आई वॉन्ट द गवर्नमेंट टू हैव अ से इन टेम्पल एडमिनिस्ट्रेशन और डू आई नॉट वॉन्ट द गवर्नमेंट टू हैव अ से इन टेम्पल एडमिनिस्ट्रेशन?
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thanks cool. a lot.
Thank you, Saket. Thank you. Bye. Right. Before we move on to the next person, there is Super Chat $5 from Amit Matthew. Hi, Amit. Really, thank you. Not to be confused with Amit. It's nice to A, meet you, and now I have met you, Matthew. Okay. Thank you for the $5 and the $10 again. Vimo, if temples are owned and funded by the government, then all religious organizations should be. This leaves the government favoring religions over non... that's the dichotomy I was talking about. If I want to take a secular position on this, what is the actual secular position? Is it, yes, the government should control temples, in which case I'm saying government should engage with religion? Or is it, no, the government should not and let the Hindugiri happen? So it's not really as simple as that. And I frankly don't really, I keep saying it, I don't care. Hinduo ka problem hai, Hinduo ko solve karne do. They can write to their dear old leader and get this solved. I don't really care. Next question is from, where is this no debate person? Did they leave? Okay, this Amazon person, your devices are still not connected. I think there's a tech issue on your part. I'm going to remove you and maybe you can come back next Saturday and we can talk. Right, so I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people. Let's take, okay, Saket is gone. Let's take Cherish. Hi, Cherish.
Hi, Vimo.
What's up?
Good, good. Wo 4 second mein, I'm the Oscar goes to wala feeling aata hai na, hamesha. So oh, when okay. you get to the... You know, most of the time we wait for those times where ye kab bulayega, kab bulayega, can I go back, do my work and come back, and you know, we finally get to that point.
You can always leave a message in the private chat, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Burkha is the sexiest attire in the eyes of a man, and I thought it'll be a clickbait enough for you to get there.
Did you mean sexiest or did you mean sexist?
Sexiest.
Sexiest, okay.
Yes. So, of course, it's one of those clickbaits, but I really do feel that if you look at the intrinsic qualities of a man from time immemorial, right, just not about now, sex was an integral part of everything. And the complete submission of a woman to him, I feel is the sexiest part. It's very wrong. Very, very wrong. I mean, coming to this kind of life, what we live right now, the very thought of submission is wrong. But we have grown up 1,400 years back when that thing happened, irrespective of what reason. I was seeing some ex-Muslim channels and they were telling me as to how stupid it is to follow that particular burqa tradition itself, because it happened out of one incident where one of Muhammad's wife went out to one of those fields the one particular day and she was recognized. And the next day morning, he said, everybody has to wear a burqa. That's the folklore as such. But
why did he not want her to be recognized?
Well, if somebody sees the backside of his wife, it's not a nice feeling that since he's the...
But she got recognized. Never mind. Okay.
It really doesn't matter. So my point was primarily when submission is there, and trust me, it really doesn't matter to a large extent how good looking a woman is for sex. It's just that how much she does for you and the other way around.
Okay. So yeah. So I can understand where you're coming from, but it's not this, like, everyone does not have the same priorities, right? Some people like submission. Some people don't like it. Some people like proactivity.
Does this thing exist now, or it is something which is, this thing is developed now, or was it always there?
I would say, given that we have largely functioned under a very limiting definition of masculinity, which is that a man has to be a gorilla, basically. It is understandable that versions of masculinity which are less gung-ho have been sidelined. And if they had not been, then we might have more cases of men expressing in art their desire for women who are more proactive or, you know, not submissive at any rate. I do not believe that submission is some kind of biological imperative which every man will enjoy.
Impressive. So I was listening to this Gurvinder Chahal. I'm not sure if you're aware of this guy. And brilliant political strategist in the recent past. He was there on Amit's show, Seen and the Unseen. He was talking about the, how he places himself in the political spectrum. He says it's a political spectrum non-binary. Though he is going to be called a centrist, the non-binary spectrum exists, and he feels that the right wing and the left wing is a result of, is a relic of the 17th century France, which was radical and reactionary. So it started off from there, and then it went all the way to what it is now without thinking of various other inputs of how it has evolved over a period of time. And we have to get out of the system itself of the left and the right. So I was wondering, do you have your opinion on that?
I don't completely have an understanding of what the alternative system might look like. But I definitely think there is nothing absolute or natural about the left and right situation. In a, I can imagine alternative worlds where politics is fundamentally different from what we see it as. And in fact, even the left-right binary is frowned upon by many people who say that it's more like a spectrum. Today only we got a caller who said that you can have certain positions which are leftist and certain positions which are rightist, depending perhaps on the way left and right are defined in any given context.
Cool. Thanks, man. Thanks for having me over.
Cool.
See you
again. Thanks, Cherish. Bye bye. That was Cherish. Well done. Right. I have three people left. One of them is called Bhakt Hu. Then there is Ronnie Boy. Then there is Neil. Let me take Ronnie Boy first. Hi, Ronnie Boy.
Hey, sir.
Ronnie.
Hey, what's up?
What's up?
अपने पढ़ लिया ना चेक पढ़ लिया ना क्या बोला
मैं रुको फिर से पढ़ता मुझे याद नहीं आ रहा Talk about disapproval of dirty doings of religion by religious folks. Okay, go on.
So recently I had this
Ronnie थोड़ा जोर से बोलो बहुत कम वॉल्यूम आ रहा तुम्हारा okay. हेलो तो आप तो म्यूट पे हो रोनी भाई रोनी तुम म्यूट हो रोनी ओके आई विल टेक रोनी ऑफ एंड गेट समवन एल्स अंटिल देन लेट्स टेक भक्त हूं हाय भक्त हूं
हेलो भाई क्या हाल है
सब ठीक है इतने सारे इमोजी मंदिर झंडा ओम और नमस्कार गुड बताइए
अरे भाई सब बढ़िया यार अरे एक बात बता मेरे को कि ये जो लिब्रांडो है ये मोदी को नफरत क्यों करते हैं इतने भाई भक्तों के से क्या तकलीफ है हम इतने बड़े देशभक्त हैं यार
I'm not sure if you're a troll or not but can you rephrase the question again
ठीक है भाई जैसा तू बोले तो मैं यूं कह रहा कि जो लिबरल्स हैं ठीक है ये मोदी को इतना नफरत क्यों कर रहे हैं मोदी इतना बढ़िया काम कर रहा है दुनिया में घूम रहा है देश का नाम रोशन कर रहा इतने बदले लिए सर्जिकल स्ट्राइक्स कराए पुलवामा करवाया फिर भी लिबरल बोलते अरे तानाशाही खत्म हो गए तानाशाही आ गई लोकतंत्र खत्म हो गया पता नहीं इसका क्या कारण है इतना कुछ तो डेवलपमेंट हो रहा है आर्टिकल 370 हटा दिया हिंदुओं को जस्टिस दिला रहा है और मैं देख रहा हूँ अभी काफी तुम्हारे वीडियोस देख रहा हूँ तुम पहले भक्त थे फिर तुम पता नहीं तुम्हारे साथ ऐसा क्या हुआ फिर तुम वापस से अपने लिबरल की साइड चले गए तो ऐसा क्या हुआ मेरे भाई आपको किसी ने कुछ कहा या फिर किसी लिबरल ने आपको आपके पंचानु टोडा करके आप भक्त से लिब्रांडू बन गए
सवाल क्या है आपका
सवाल ये है कि लिबरल्स मोदी से नफरत क्यों करते हैं
ये पूछ रहे हो या वो पूछ रहे थे जो थोड़ी देर पहले पूछ रहे थे कि मैं लिबरल क्यों बना
दोनों ये उनमें से एक ये वाड़ा है दोनों ही सवाड़ है एक्चुअली हाँ भाई
पहले कौन सा जवाब दूं
लिबरल मोदी से नफरत क्यों करते हैं ये दे दो भाई
ये वाला पहले नहीं दूं कि मैं लिबरल क्यों बना
चलो ये दे दो फिर
नहीं तुम डिसाइड करके बोलो ना कौन सा वाला पहले दूं।
चलो अपना वाली बता दो यार, डिसाइडेड है, चलो कोई नहीं।
ठीक है, मैंने एक पूरा वीडियो बनाया उसके बारे में, एपिसोड 55 देखा है
ना भाई? मुझे मुझे अपने दोस्तों से पता चला तो तुम्हारे चैनल के बारे में।
कौन से दोस्त?
मेरे दोस्त है वो काफी आरएसएस वाले हैं, यो कहते हैं कि भाई यो बंदे से इसको देख ले यार, ये बहुत ही मोदी मोदी करता है, मैं देख लूं कि क्या हो गया उसको। मैंने मुझे उन्हीं से पता चला।
मैंने मोदी मोदी किया है?
मोदी मोदी तो अरे पता नहीं, मैंने तो तने वीडियो देखे ना भाई तुम्हारे।
तो तुम्हारे दोस्तों ने तुमसे कहा कि मैंने मोदी मोदी किया है और तुमने यहाँ पे आया और तुमने मुझे बोला कि पहले मैं भक्त था, तो मैं पहले भक्त था ये तुम्हारे दोस्तों ने तुमको बताया?
हाँ।
तो तुमने मेरा वो मैं आई यूज्ड टू बी अ भक्त वाला वीडियो नहीं देखा है
ना? मुझे अभी पता चढ़ा ना, वीडियो वीडियो देख लेंगे।
देख लो एपिसोड 55 देख लो, उसके अंदर सारे जवाब है।
ओके ओके ओके। और दूसरा सवाल है भाई, लिबरल्स यार मोदी से तो इतनी ऑब्सेशंस है, बहुत लोगों ने तो करियर बना लिया उनमें से, उन लोगों ने तो यार क्या क्या तकलीफ है बता, क्या दिक्कत है? मुझे क्या
पता, मैं सारे लिबरल्स को थोड़ी रिप्रेजेंट करता हूँ।
अच्छा नहीं, बताते रहते हैं यार, वो बोलते रहते कि यार ये रो राठी को देख ले,
किसी का एग्जांपल दो कौन।
ओके ठीक है, चलो दो राठी हो गया तुम्हारा, ये जर्मन शेफर्ड, ये तेज भक्त और कुणाल कामरा और अरे बहुत सारे, ये
उनसे पूछा है
क्या? पूछो
जो मुझसे पूछ रहे हो तुम, ध्रुव राठी की बात कर रहे हो ना, लिबरल सारे ऐसे क्यों हैं और उनमें से एक ध्रुव राठी है, तो उससे पूछा है कि ऐसा क्यों हो?
अरे उसकी उसकी काफी सारी ट्वीट्स वायरल हुई थी 2016-15 वाली पहले। तो वो काफी,
कैसे बताऊं उससे क्यों नहीं पूछते?
मैं वही पूछना चाहा, मेरा कमेंट डिलीट करता है पता नहीं क्यों यार। मैंने उससे बोला कि भाई
कहां पे कमेंट डिलीट कर रहा था।
ओके मैं बताता हूँ, तो मैंने यूट्यूब पे करा,
कमेंट डिटेल डिलीट किए कहां पे, ट्विटर पे या यूट्यूब पे?
यूट्यूब यूट्यूब।
अच्छा क्या पूछा था उसको?
मैंने उसको ये बोला था कि भाई तेरे पुराने जो ट्वीट्स है 2014-15 वाले, तो तू काफी मोदी का समर्थन करता था एक जमाने में, काफी ये बीजेपी को सपोर्ट करता था, अब अचानक से क्या हो गया यार, इतना एंटी बीजेपी कैसे हो गया भाई? हिंदू से नफरत करना मतलब इंडिया से नफरत करना हो गया।
ध्रुव राठी बीजेपी को सपोर्ट करता था?
हाँ, उसकी काफी सारी ट्वीट्स वायरल हुए तो मैंने उसको देखा, मैंने कहा यार ये
मैंने तो कभी नहीं देखा, कब ये किया था बीजेपी को सपोर्ट ध्रुव राठी ने, कोई एक वीडियो का एग्जांपल दो।
2014-15-16 ये 3 साल है, 2-3 साल ले लो, इसी साल में ये करता था, फिर उसके बाद
किस टॉपिक पे?
जैसे कि कोई रेडिकलाइजेशन हो गया, मुसलमानों को अनाप शराब बकरा था, और
कौन बकरा था?
वही ध्रुव राठी, ऊपर से मोदी की तारीफ कर रहा था।
ओके तो ये वीडियो तो मैंने नहीं देखे, मुझे लगता है कि एक कारण ये हो सकता
है, ट्वीट्स की बात करो, ट्वीटर फेसबुक पोस्ट,
नरेंद्र मोदी ट्वीट करते थे?
नहीं वो ध्रुव राठी करता था ना,
ध्रुव राठी ट्वीट करता था कि नरेंद्र मोदी ने क्या क्या ट्वीट करता था
मैं बताता हूँ। तो ध्रुव राठी ने यो बोला कि भाई इस देश में अगर तुम्हें सुरक्षित रहना है तो मुसलमानों को भगाओ, मुसलमानों को भगाओ। या
मुझे नहीं लगता ये कभी बोला है, क्या ये वीडियो का टाइटल बता सकते हो?
ट्वीट किया भाई उसने, फेसबुक पोस्ट है, उसने वीडियो सारी उड़ा दी, सारी सारी
फेसबुक
ट्वीट किया था। हाँ है, ट्वीट है उसका पड़ा हुआ है,
ट्विटर पे होते हैं और फेसबुक पे पोस्ट होते हैं, बट खैर दैट्स कंफ्यूजन, मैंने ये ट्वीट कभी देखे नहीं है और मुझे नहीं लगता कि ये सच है।
अरे मैं बताऊं क्यों नहीं बोलेगी? अरे क्योंकि तुम्हारे सारे फ्रेंड्स लिबरल है, वो थोड़ा ना बुराई बताएंगे, वो
मुझे सारे फ्रेंड्स लिबरल नहीं है।
ये बात तुमको कैसे पता भाई?
मैं तो ध्रुव राठी से भी डिसएग्री करता हूं, वो तो अपने आप को हिंदू एथिस्ट बोलता है, मैं एथिस्ट, मेरे सारे दोस्त लिबरल नहीं है, इनफैक्ट मेरे ज्यादातर दोस्त लेफ्टिस्ट हैं। तुमको लिबरल और लेफ्टिस्ट का फर्क पता है?
लिबरल मतलब जो दो जो सही को सही गलत को गलत कहता है, लेफ्टिस्ट जो है वो एक ही जगह बायस रहता है।
अच्छा तो तुम लिबरल्स को अच्छे व्यक्ति अच्छे लोग मानते हो?
भाई जो लिबरल मेरे हिसाब से वो है जो सही को सही गलत को गलत बोलता है, और आज की तारीख में
गलत को गलत बोलना अच्छी बात है ना।
हाँ बिल्कुल,
तो लिबरल्स अच्छे लोग होते हैं,
लिबरल्स अच्छे होते हैं, बट कुछ जो है लिबरल का टैग लेके घूमते हैं और वो इतने बायस होते हैं कि भाई साहब कब एंटी इंडिया हो जाए पता ना चले।
जैसे जैसे एक एग्जांपल देना।
एग्जांपल देता हूँ, तो आप देखोगे बहुत सारे जर्नलिस्ट हैं, राणा अयूब और बहुत सारे ऐसे हैं, तो ये मैडम बोलती है मोदी 2002 गुजरात कराट गोधरा कांड हुआ, ये हुआ वो हुआ, उसके बारे में इतने मुसलमान मार दिए, सुप्रीम कोर्ट ने बोल दिया। भाई
अभी तो तुमने कहा कि लिबरल सच को सच और झूठ को झूठ बोलते हैं, तो फिर डिसएग्रीमेंट क्या है तुमको?
सुनो तो सही भाई, बाद में सुप्रीम कोर्ट ने यो बोला कि भाई क्लीन चिट दे दी कि भाई मोदी का उसमें कोई हाथ ना आए। राणा अयूब
सुप्रीम कोर्ट ने ये क्लीन चिट नहीं दी थी वैसे, सुप्रीम कोर्ट ने कहा था कि देयर इज इनसफिशिएंट एविडेंस।
हाँ एग्जैक्टली एग्जैक्टली वही बोला था, वही बोला था,
और क्लीन चिट नहीं बोलते।
ओके ठीक है, और राणा अयूब ने बहुत ही वाहियात बुक लिखी थी और जो सुप्रीम कोर्ट ने बैन कर दी थी उस बुक
का। राणा अयूब की बुक को बैन किया था कब?
ये उस
कैन तुम मुझे ये बता सकते हो बुक का नाम क्या था?
अगर बुक का नाम बता दिया तो क्या करोगे भाई?
गूगल करूंगा भाई ये पक्का करने के लिए कि बुक बैन हुई थी, क्योंकि ये तो मैंने कभी नहीं सुना। लेट मी गूगल इट, राणा अयूब बुक बैंड। सुप्रीम कोर्ट ट्रैशेस राणा अयूब्स गुजरात बुक, बट बैन का तो कहीं नहीं है।
ट्रैश इस तरह खड़ा कि भाई सब बकवास लिखाड़ रहे, इसलिए
बैन तो नहीं किया ना, तुमने बैन बोला, बैन तो नहीं किया था,
एक तरह से बैन ही तो कर दिया।
एक तरह से बैन क्या होता है, बैन तो बैन होता है, बैन तो नहीं किया था
भाई, जो समझ।
अच्छा भक्त हूँ भाई, बहुत हो गया तुम्हारा ट्रोलिंग, बहुत हो गया, अभी मैं दूसरे कॉलर पे जाता हूँ, ठीक है? चलो बाय बाय।
जय
राइट, लेट्स टेक एन एक्चुअल ह्यूमन बीइंग। ये क्या है? ओके, थैंक यू फॉर द सुपर चैट्स रघुनाथ रामदर्शन फॉर द $1.99। सो मेनी ट्रोजन हॉर्स लिबरल्स कमिंग आउट टुडे। अपूर्व, थैंक यू फॉर द 100 rupees, दिस इज गोइंग टू बी फन, इट वॉज सो मच फन। शालीन विद द $9.99, हाउ डू यू रेस्पॉन्ड टू राइट विंग क्रिटिक्स लाइक मैट वॉल्श हू आर्ग्यू दैट द कॉन्सेप्ट ऑफ जेंडर आइडेंटिटी इज वेगली डिफाइंड और स्टूपिड यूजिंग टिकटॉक्स ऑफ पीपल आइडेंटिफाइंग एज एनिमल्स एज एविडेंस। मैट वॉल्श इज अ डिसऑनेस्ट पर्सन। Let me take Neil on the call and it will answer a lot of questions because he has a related question. Hi, Neil. Neil.
Hello.
Hi, hello.
Hello, you can hear me well?
I can hear you, but the volume is quite low. If you're using any kind of headset, just remove it and talk directly into the phone.
Okay, wait, let me just plug it back in. Is it fine now?
Yeah, much better.
Yeah. So hope you're doing well today. The question that I had was that, okay, so recently I got into an argument with like a bunch of girls. Hope you can hear me. It was basically about like those people were transphobic. So they were talking about this Instagram influencer who has recently transitioned into a female. And they are saying that she is posting videos about the kind periods that women go through. And she's basically pushing the stereotype that women are crazy when they get their periods. So what they were saying was that she should not have that platform to do that. But what I was saying was that she may be misinformed or ill-informed about it, but she should still retain the platform because she's a part of a really small minority. But then,
see, I don't know about this influencer. I don't know what they posted. I don't know about the backlash they got. So I don't think I should comment on it because there might be nuance here that I'm missing because I don't have the full picture. But if you want to talk about something general that, you know, has to do with this topic, we can.
Yeah, my entire question was just that, like, based on that point, is that, like, how do you figure out like where the perfect line is? Because in this
perfect
situation
line between also, what?
Like, you know, like it's basically like you could say that it is like freedom of speech in some sense, where like somebody from like a heavily underrepresented minority like the transgender community is saying something, and there is a good chance that they may be misinformed, like all of us humans. So like, how do you tackle such misinformation spewing, and like, how do you educate them? Because like in that situation, basically I was, because I am like a cis male, so they kept saying that you are nobody to, you know, talk about periods, which I kind of get. But then I couldn't get that point through them that they like the transgender
See, my point is this. You see a disagreement or a quarrel on social media, and on the social media platform, there is a trans person who is saying something that certain other people who are not trans disagree with. Now, either the trans person is right and they're wrong, or the trans person is wrong and they're right. In either case, do you have to be the person who points it out? Being a cis man is what I'm saying. This as a cis man also.
Yeah. I get that. Like they are actually like my friends. So this is not on like social media.
Okay.
So I know these people personally. So that is why that I engaged in conversation with them.
Also, then I suppose what you can do is you can educate yourself on the matter. You can have personal conversations with them, because not everything has to happen on social media, right? In fact, when you bring something out on social media, you make matters worse. If your friends who you were talking to, if they were listening to this conversation between us now, how would they feel? Would they feel that you took it out of their zone of comfort and confidence and talked to a third person?
Yeah, maybe they wouldn't.
Yeah. I'm not saying that you can't talk. I'm saying when it comes to your relationships with your friends, I don't understand the dynamic you have. And I don't know how hurt they will feel if you talk about it. I don't know how okay they will be with it. So it is better to talk about something more general. And then the more general sense, the answer simply is that you see, women disagreeing with a trans person or a trans woman about something that matters to them. They both have very sensitive positions, and you can let them talk to each other.
Yeah, correct.
We don't have to jump into everything is what I'm saying. Main ek bar ek Discord server mein chala gaya tha because it said ace something. Right. And then I realized it was a Discord server for asexual people. And I said, OK, I'll go now. I'm sorry for coming here. And they said, no, you can stay. I said, no, people like me take up too much space anyway. I don't want to take up space here. Please go ahead and have your conversations. I'll be going now.
Yeah, that makes sense that we are not in the position to say. Oh, also, I had just like a suggestion and a question is that do you ever consider, like, would you ever consider in the future to do like, you know, reaction streams where it's like
you're the one who left that comment, right?
Yeah. Because like
the problem is on YouTube, if I play someone else's video right now, my live stream will end in half a second. It happens. If I take permission from someone and they whitelist me, and then it works. But I cannot take a video from a right wing channel and react to it. I want to. But I believe we can do it on Twitch.
Yeah, that's so, what like I.
What I will be doing is that I'll be sharing my Twitch link in the next live stream. If you want, you can still, like right now, if anyone goes to twitch.tv/metabore, MetaBore, you can follow me. And if I do reaction streams, it will be there only. I won't be able to do it on YouTube. I will be changing the username Metabore to something else. And when I do, I will announce it on this live stream. If anyone wants to see reaction streams, etc., then you can follow me on Twitch and I'll be doing that there.
Okay, that's great. Okay, then. Thank you very much. Cool. Have a good day.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
That was Neil. Before I proceed, let me just thank Chikur Chuchumb for the 100 rupees. Chikur Chuchumb says, Vimo, kya hum ye bol sakte hain ki hum Indians jo general life mein dusre vyakti ke religion ko significant nahi samajhte aur hume kisne ye sikhaya hai? मतलब what is the question अरे what is the question, क्या हम ये बोल सकते हैं कि हम इंडियंस जो जनरल लाइफ में दूसरे व्यक्ति के रिलीजन को सिग्निफिकेंट नहीं समझते और हमें किसने, what is the question, I don't understand the question. Are you saying हम ये बोलते हैं कि हमको दूसरे लोगों के रिलीजन, हम ये बोलते हैं कि दूसरे लोगों के रिलीजन सिग्निफिकेंट नहीं है? क्योंकि बहुत से इंडियंस है जो ये नहीं बोलते, जो बोलते हैं कि हाँ सर्वधर्म संभव हर रिलीजन वैलिड है, ये हैं कई लोग. अगेन आई एम सॉरी, प्लीज लाइक यू नो आस्क द क्वेश्चन अगेन, इफ आई एम एबल टू अंडरस्टैंड इट आई विल बी हैप्पी टू. सो रॉनी बॉय इज बैक. हाय रॉनी बॉय.
सॉरी समवन जस्ट केम टू माय रूम, सो आई हैव टू.
इट्स ओके, इट्स ओके, बोलो.
सो वॉइस इज क्लियर ना?
हां इट्स क्लियर.
सो आई रिसेंटली हैड अ फाइट विद वन ऑफ माय फ्रेंड.
रॉनी वॉल्यूम थोड़ा नीचे चला जाता है बार-बार.
आई रिसेंटली हैड अ फाइट विद वन ऑफ माय
फ्रेंड. फोन को अभी जैसे पकड़ा है वैसे ही पकड़ो.
हां सो आई रिसेंटली हैड फाइट विद वन ऑफ माय फ्रेंड and the whole argument was about, by the way, we have same religions, okay? So was so the whole argument was about that is there's something that our religion did wrong from a long time, and that was something which is very dirty. So I confronted him and I told him like this and that, and he was like an like we had a legit fight and he blocked me.
Okay, blocked you where?
No matlab like he blocked matlab aisa hua ki unhone matlab aise mujhe aisa kar diya ki ab tum mujhse online baat mat karna.
Asal se wo audio break kar raha hai, aur audio break kar raha
hai. Sorry, one second. So unhone matlab mujhe aisa bol diya ki ab hum online baat nahi karenge, तो अपन सिर्फ इन पर्सन बात करेंगे. तो लाइक पूरा आर्गुमेंट था कि कुछ ऐसा, मैंने उसको कन्वर्ट करता कि हाँ देख यार अपने रिलीजन में ऐसा होता है, अच्छा नहीं है ये, बहुत बुरा है. तो वो बोले कि हाँ देख चलता है, करने देना, रिलीजन है, बोले ये करता है. बोले भाई ये तेरे साथ तेरी फैमिली में भी हुआ होगा? तो बोले हाँ हुआ है. लाइक और मुझे बहुत बुरा लगा कि मतलब ये कि वो ऐसी मतलब ऐसी घटिया चीजों को भी वो सपोर्ट कर रहा है लाइक कैजुअली. वो पढ़ा लिखा था. सो लाइक आई हैड, और फिर उस फाइट के बाद मुझे ऐसा लगा कि मुझे अब ये सब एथिज्म वगैरह, फक दिस एथिज्म एंड आई शुड टेक अ ब्रेक.
लिसन, एथिज्म इज द फैक्ट दैट यू डू नॉट बिलीव इन गॉड, इज दैट ट्रू?
व्हाट से
डू यू बिलीव इन गॉड?
नो.
या सो यू आर एन एथिस्ट, व्हाई डज योर एथिज्म हैव टू बी फाइटिंग पीपल?
No, ये फाइट नहीं थी, जस्ट मैंने उसको कन्फर्म किया कुछ चीज पे, और उसने लाइक मुझे पहले तो चैलेंज किया कि लेट्स हैव एन आर्गुमेंट, लेकिन फिर वो खुद बोले कि नहीं ऐसा नहीं होता है.
तो मैं ये जानने की कोशिश कर रहा हूँ कि तुम्हारा सवाल मेरे लिए क्या है.
सो लाइक ये जो
नहीं जानता इसीलिए पूछ
रहा हूं. ओके नहीं मैं आगे बढ़ता हूं. लाइक ये वाली जो कॉन्वर्सेशन है, इसको ऐसा डिबेट मत लेना, डिस्कशन ही कर रहा हूं. लाइक ऐसा डिस्कशन हम लेते हैं. ये वाली चीज मतलब बहुत सारी आपकी ऑडियंस को भी एक प्रॉब्लम सॉल्व कर सकते हैं कि ऐसी चीजें जब होती तो कैसे डील करें, लाइक थ्रू आवर डिस्कशन. तो लाइक मैंने उसे कन्फर्म किया.
तुमने भी सुना होगा ये हर हफ्ते कोई ना कोई आके पूछता है, मैं अपने दोस्त के साथ कैसे डील करूं, मैं अपने फादर के साथ कैसे डील करूं, मैं अपने फैमिली को कैसे डीरेडिकलाइज करूं. और मेरा जवाब हमेशा क्या होता है तुमको पता है, कि मैं तुम्हारे परिवार को और तुम्हारे फैमिली को और तुम्हारे पिता और तुम्हारे माता को नहीं जानता. मेरे लिए मुश्किल होगा उस डायनामिक को प्रेडिक्ट करके तुमको बताना कि तुम्हें क्या करना चाहिए.
वही लाइक मेरी ये गलती के थ्रू ऑडियंस सीख सकते हैं. मैं किसी क्वेश्चन को लेके नहीं गया, लाइक ये एज अ डिस्कशन हम बात कर रहे हैं. लाइक मैंने उसे कन्फर्म किया लाइक एनी ही लाइक ब्लॉक मी लाइक आफ्टर लाइक 2-3 डेज ही टॉक टू मी, बट लाइक हम ऑनलाइन बात नहीं करेंगे, हम ऑफलाइन.
रॉनी तुम्हारी आवाज फिर से पूरा फुस हो गई बिल्कुल.
Now is it clear?
Yes.
So मैंने उसे confront किया और उसने बोला कि नहीं ये तो चलता है. And in that is something which is very dirty, like I can't tell because it will reveal a lot of things about me and my religion. Okay. I don't want to talk about. So
रॉनी तुम्हारी आवाज़ बहुत सो रही है. तुम फोन को पकड़ के इधर उधर मूव कर रहे हो क्या?
नहीं रुक जाओ 2 सेकंड. मैं हैंडफ्री से बात कर रहा था, मैं हैंडफ्री निकाल देता हूँ, एक काम करता हूँ.
बोलो.
No.
Yeah, you're clear.
So, मैंने उसे कन्फर्म किया तो उसके बाद उसने बोला कि
रॉनी ऑडियो सिचुएशन ठीक नहीं है यार. आई डोंट नो इफ इट्स अ सिग्नल इशू और अ वॉल्यूम इशू और अ फोन इशू, बट ठीक से सुनाई नहीं दे रहा.
इज इट बेटर नाउ?
कीप टॉकिंग.
सो मैंने उसे कन्फर्म किया और उसने बोला कि ये मतलब ये रिलीजन है तो चलता है. मैंने बोला कि नहीं बट गलत है कि सही है ये बता. तो उसने मतलब उस पर कुछ जवाब नहीं बोला, बस उसने बोला कि ये चलता है रिलीजन के पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू से. ये
रॉनी सुना नहीं दे रहा यार, सुना नहीं दे रहा. आई थिंक यू कैन कॉल बैक नेक्स्ट वीक, बहुत प्रॉब्लम हो रही है, सुना नहीं दे रहा ठीक से, सॉरी. This is always something that makes me sad. Ronnie calls up with some personal matter and I'm never able to talk to him because of the connection. There's someone in the chat, but device is not connected. I can't. I'll wait for 2 minutes. I'll read some comments and I'll come back to. Valkyrie, thank you for the $1.99 super chat. Valkyrie says, please send Andhbhakt home to Realist Azad stream. And I think he came from there only. This was a troll who didn't actually believe the things that he was saying. You noticed in the middle, right? This was someone from the right side of history pretending to, presenting a caricature version of a Bhakt. Barnali sends 100 rupees and says, why is Narendra Modi so popular among world leaders? Or better say, why does it seem so at least? He's not popular among world leaders. He's about as popular as any Indian prime minister is likely to be, because not because of his personal qualities, but because he's the prime minister of India, which is a huge country and a very lucrative market for many countries. He's popular because of that. If tomorrow someone else becomes the prime minister, they will be equally popular. He's not, there's nothing special about this guy. Secondly, why does he seem so at least? He does not seem so, except to people who are falling for propaganda by the BJP IT cell. स्टाइलिशली फोटो खिंचवाई जाती है, वीडियो के पीछे हिप हॉप म्यूजिक लगाया जाता है वगैरह वगैरह. इट्स अ मैन्युफैक्चर्ड इमेज. एंड लास्टली आर ऑल दीज जस्ट शो ऑफ बाय पेड गोदी मीडिया? यस दे आर, एंड नॉट जस्ट बाय गोदी मीडिया बट ऑल्सो बाय द पोलिटिकल ऑर्गेनाइजेशन IT सेल. बट थैंक यू अगेन फॉर द 100 रुपीज बनाली. We are at the end of this episode. I don't think Shaleen ka super chat miss ho gaya. Shaleen ka super, oh yeah. Shaleen, Vimo, please answer my above question. $1.99. Above question, kaun sa wala bhai? Let's see. Shaleen ko dhoond raha ho. Shaleen ka question dhoond raha ho. Kahan hai? Nahi mil raha hai. Shaleen, can you just send the question again? I can't seem to find it. It's not here. At least in my interface, it's not showing. Nope, I can't see it. Send it again. I'll wait for a bit. Until then, I'll read some other comments. Please send the question again. I'll be happy to take a look at it. And says, Vimo, I kind of bit disappointed with you because you weren't responding to my comments in the previous live stream. And it's not because of anything personal. It's because of probably there being a lot of comments and me not being able to see it. Also, it might help if your username was not and dot, 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 dot. Maybe the spam systems are not sending it out every single time you send a message. So maybe change your username to something sane sounding and maybe then it'll start coming out normally. If there are too many special characters in the name, sometimes the spam filters don't show it. And I'm not avoiding any comments by anyone at all. If I see it and if I have time, I'll totally take it. Archive knowledge says, DD, religions have many other ways to spread itself. It's like replicating DNA. Talking with individuals won't affect anything. Personal beliefs are never a problem, but collective consciousness. Okay. Shaleen says, I sent it in the $9.99 super chat about gender identity. Okay. I'll take a look at it. Out of context, thank you for the 1000 rupees super sticker. Much appreciated. And also, is this the same thing? For the 1000 rupees super sticker. There are two of them, I think. Theek hai, abhi Shaleen ka wala dekhte hain. Kidhar hai? Shaleen. Yes. How do you respond to right-wing critics like Matt Walsh, who argue that concept of gender identity is vaguely defined or stupid, using TikToks of people identifying as animals as evidence? Matt Walsh is a hack. He's an untalented, uneducated hack who is trying to feed off transphobia and doing so by dehumanizing a lot of trans people, the price of which is paid by the trans people who are at an extraordinary risk of self-harm as a result of the bullying they receive from people like Matt Walsh and the people who watch Matt Walsh. Matt Walsh is not the person to go to if you want to understand gender. I would recommend, after this live stream ends, search for a video called Sex and Sensibility. It is on a channel by Forrest Valkai, who's a scientist. And he's made a 30-minute video about gender and sex and about how this entire stupid dichotomy of men are men and women are women is, as I said, stupid. There are at least 16 kind of gender expressions that are possible among human beings. Forrest starts out talking about how human beings are animals, and in the animal kingdom, gender is not at all a given thing that is super solid, set in stone. It is not so in animals, it is not so in humans. Trans identities are expressions of people's gender, and even there is so much complication that probably the most stupid position someone can have on this matter is to say that men are men and women are women. This transphobia is a non-issue for the most part. It is only being kept alive by right-wing loons like Matt Walsh, who are feeding on it, and they don't care who gets hurt in the process. It is extremely tiresome to deal with this kind of propaganda point. You should deal with it by guiding people towards sociological studies about the impact of social bullying on trans kids and scientific studies like the one that Forrest Valkai points out in his video. Once again, the name of the channel is Forrest Valkai, Forrest Valkai. And the name of the video is Sex and Sensibility. If you just search for Sex and Sensibility on YouTube, you will find this video. It's a half an hour long video. Please watch it and use it whenever someone brings up this nonsense point the next time. अभी मैं शालीन के चैट को डीसिलेक्ट कैसे करूं? मैं पैशनेट होके स्क्रॉल कर गया बहुत आगे. गया? हाँ, गया. Cool. Okay. Apurv, thank you for the 100 rupees. Apurv says, yo, Vimo, what would be the best way to donate with the least tax cuts? Best would be UPI, but that might lead to privacy issues. Apurv, you can always send a super chat here. You can also go to my blog at vimo.stck.me. You can see it in the ticker below. vimo.stck.me and make a one-time contribution of any amount of your choice. There is going to be a little bit of a cut there also, but it's credit card fees and stuff like that. And I don't want to give out the UPI ID because there are some scams that are happening. I heard some horror stories from people where people made their UPI scan codes public and later got a call from a police officer in some other state saying ki suspicious activity has been noticed because accounts associated with criminals and terrorists have sent you money. So I don't want to give out UPI. I only use UPI when I have to pay someone at a shop, etc. I don't want to make it public because it's a bit risky for people who want to frame you or something. So the best way is still YouTube and my blog and Patreon. Those are the only three ways I recommend paying. I don't make all the money, but it's okay. YouTube offers us a lot of convenience. So it's okay if they take YouTube ka cut fir bhi 70-30 hai. Twitch to 50-50 le leta hai. By the way, there's a new streaming platform which is not something I'm going to use, I think. It's called Kick, which is giving, the cut it is giving is 95.5. Like the people who stream on Kick get 95% of the money that people send them. But this is only possible because Kick is being sponsored by a gambling company, and I think it would be unethical to stream on Kick for those reasons. But anyway, let's take a look at last few comments. Amazon says, Kick, let's go. Chhi. Kick ka promotion kam se kam Amazon account se to shobha nahi deta. Amazon owns Twitch. Google owns YouTube. The gambling company called Stake owns Kick. TikTok is owned by the Chinese government for all intents and purposes. We don't owe shit. We just managed to make do with whatever is out there. By the way, I heard a rather long podcast on a channel called I keep forgetting the name. It was with a person called Avi Gandhi, A-V-I Gandhi, and they have a newsletter devoted to creator issues. So if anyone is interested, you can go subscribe to it. It's about one of these things, like creator economy, how it has evolved over the last few years, what directions it should take now, and in what ways is it failing. So a lot of stuff, there. Better World says there is no Indian company or platform. There are. In fact, Shefali Bhatt, who's a journalist for, I forget which newspaper, she did a story only yesterday or day before yesterday about how many creator economy startups in India just failed. Not because there is no creator economy in India, but because they were not really offering anything new. Patreon started, and Patreon said, hey, you can charge your fans a certain amount of money every month. And everyone was like, yay, join Patreon. Then YouTube started it. Then other companies started it. And now we are at a place where there were a lot of startups which did this, but they were not really bringing anything radically new into the picture. It was just, you know, hey, charge your fans some amount of money every month. I can do that with Patreon. What are you changing? So a lot of stuff this way, it failed. There were create your own course startups. There were do live streams privately to your fans startups. A lot of these didn't work out. I don't know. Like, feel free to read that news report. If you search for Shefali Bhatt creator economy news report or feature, you will find it. It's a good one. Right. So we are at the 1 hour, 30 minute mark almost. And okay, there is another super chat by Chikur Chuchumb. Chikur Chuchumb says, thank you, Chikur Chuchumb, for the 200 rupees. Chikur says, I mean, we most Indians don't give importance to religion of other people in general life. So hamare mein ye values kis tarah se, wajah se, kis system ne hame ye sikhaya hai? Sawal samjha Vimo bhai? Haan bhai, samajh gaya abhi. I don't think it is true that most Indians don't give importance to religion of other people in general life. I don't think it is true. In fact, I think to whatever extent, like I'm not trying to whitewash India, but I think to whatever extent India is a secular society, it also has a lot to do with the character of the Indian people, which should not be confused with the character of the Hindu people. I think generally speaking, in India, there is a spirit of coexistence that does not stretch to some quarters, obviously, and definitely not in these times. But I don't think it is accurate to say that, generally speaking, Indians don't give importance to religion of other people in general life. There are far too many exceptions to this for me to take this seriously, because there are places in West Bengal where Muslims prepare Durga Puja pandals. There are places where Hindus do stuff to help Muslims and Sikhs. I don't even have to go into the details of it. It's almost exclusively a religion founded on the ideal of service. I believe that pluralism is the defining characteristic of India. And sure, there are problems. But by and large, I don't agree with this thing that Indian people don't give importance to the religion of other people. Samajh gaya the question, par jawab hi hai. I'm sorry if I disappointed you. But the premise is something I don't agree with. Ab khatam kar lo. Better World says, Varun, for Vimo, it's likely to close what Sciences Dope said in his most recent video. What did Varun ask, bhaiya? Varun says, what is your opinion on Jordan Peterson? He needs help. I don't want to make fun of him, but I seriously think he needs help. And yes, as Better World pointed out, my views are more or less the same as Sciences Dope. Right. So with that, we reached the end of today's live stream. Thank you for making this such a long one and interesting one. And I hope to do these again soon. And Avi Dandi. Avi Dandi nahi, Avi Gandhi. G-A-N-D-H-I. Taranga says, chalo, good night. Live stream was fun. Yes, Taranga, it was a lot of fun. But let's see you on Wednesday. The next time I see you will be on Wednesday. Again, if you want to support the channel, you can do so by clicking the join button below and becoming a member. I do this live stream on Wednesdays and Saturdays at 8 p.m. And you can also contribute on my blog at vimu.stck.me. There's not membership. You can just go and make a one-time contribution. I'm an independent content creator, and this is pretty much my sole way of living, making a living. I do live streams. I do podcasts. I do writing. I do short videos. My main channel, Vimo, already is there. I post videos there. So, yeah, whatever contribution you can make is appreciated. If you can't, it's okay. I understand these are bad times economically. Not everyone can support me financially. It's okay. If you want to support me non-financially, share this video, subscribe to this channel, and get other people to join the live streams. So until next time, please take care of yourselves. And I will see you on Wednesday at 8 p.m., I think. Wednesday 8 p.m. when I will not be taking callers, but I'll be reading comments only. So see you then. Bye-bye.